The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Scott Seacules in studio with me and Kip Watson. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Awesome.
Oh my gosh. Awesome. So I'm so excited. Scott's finally here. Maybe I'll get a little hut from him a little later on in the show. Oh my gosh. And of course, I am just in my glory with the Buffalo Bills being in first place in the AFC East. It's been many, many years, as you said, Scott. I'll let you elaborate on how long the drought has lasted. How many years has it been? I'm sad to say
I saw a graphic the other day that said they haven't been to the playoffs since 1999.
Wow.
I guess that's the longest drought in the league.
So. You're right. Well, what were the four years that they went to the Super Bowl?
That was during my time in the
league. Right, so I know. That's why I'm
89, 90, 91, in that early, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, right. And so who was the Buffalo Bill that you feared the most to take the hit from?
Bruce Smith,
yeah. He was a monster.
He was a monster and a Hall of Famer. And, yep. And you know, that was a great defense. There were lots of great names. Shane Collin, Cornelius Bennett.
Mm.
The free safety.
Thurman Thomas?
Yeah, Thurman. Oh, I didn't have to play against him. We had to stop him, but that wasn't my job. So.
Well, it's amazing. They have got such a great defense this year. And do you agree with, who was it that used to say it? Chicago Bears coach.
Defense wins champion. Buddy Ryan or Mike Ditka, yeah.
Mike Ditka, yeah. Yep.
You have to. I mean, you have to. But you have to outscore them, too.
Yeah.
And I think they're in a good spot right now early in the year. They've got some new pieces that are coming together. They, amazingly, they've got four new faces in their secondary.
Mm-hmm.
But
when did they play New England? Does anybody know? Because I'm going. Wherever it is, I'm going to Boston. It'll be twice.
So yeah. you can figure out both dates. And
yeah.
Normally the later one will be
do
for
they
something.
Always, oh, they always play them twice because they're in that division.
They're AFC East folks.
Yeah, right.
So.
And there's this great thing that just came about called the World Wide Web. You could check schedules and stats.
It's a detail, though.
Listen.
It's really kind of cool.
Danny, I'm so behind on everything. I have to read Dr. Fenster's book by Monday. He'll be on the show tomorrow, his new book that's going to be released here. And I haven't gotten to that. I've been to hell and back in the last couple of weeks. I really have. There's just been a lot going on. I know everybody's been through a lot, but I just personally have trouble even, keeping up with stuff right now. But it's all good. And I have to say, we have a very special guest in studio this morning. Her name is Tracy Wallace. She is a Montessori mom like me. So White Rock Montessori has two moms that have been nominated for an award, and it's really awesome. I know I'm really proud of it. So One Life Radio has been nominated for the Green Source DFW Sustainable Leadership Award, honoring sustainable leaders in the nonprofit, municipal, and business sectors of North Texas. And Tracy Wallace has been nominated as well. Would you like to tell people why? Say hello first.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So good to have you in studio.
Thank
really,
you.
Really good. And so tell people what you were nominated for.
Is it like nonprofit professional of the year? I can't even remember. I'm sorry.
I'm not even trying
to look at it right
now. No, I get
it's
believe
terrible.
Me. People said, "Have you?" I'm like, I don't even know. I've had no time to like promote it. Nothing. I'm just super busy right now.
Right. And we have the DFW Solar Tour coming up this weekend,
which is why you're here too.
That is why I'm here. Should I just say a little bit about what Good Faith Impact does?
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Good Faith Impact does solar installation training in South Dallas, 75215, because it's been identified as the area that suffers the highest level of poverty in our city.
Wow.
So we wanted to bring access to a relevant, growing industry with a living wage as a possible ladder out of poverty.
Yeah, and I remember when you first told me about it a couple of months ago, and I personally made a donation to encourage everybody to keep going. You guys got your goal, or met your goal, and so now what? So tell us about this event this weekend. What should people? Where should they go? And what should they expect?
Go to dfwsolartour.org, and that is where all of the sites will be listed. They're Metroplex wide, and there are several education centers as well that will be focusing not just on solar but on sustainability in general. And our center, as we're focused in South Dallas, we've gotten the Martin Luther King Jr. Center set up as a sustainability education center.
Nice.
Where local neighbors or anybody who stops by can learn how solar works, how to make a rain barrel, get a free LED light bulb. We've got shuttles who will be leaving to go to the home, because our installation with our graduates, this is going to be their time to get roof experience after their technical training. They'll be installing on a home, and on the tour list, it's called the Kuntz Home. And so the installation will be happening in progress if y'all want to come out and see how it happens.
Well, it's important. It's important to bring up communities. And Scott, you know this from being, you know, with the Positive Coaching Alliance, that, you know, as we need to come together as a whole, as a community, as a municipality, and help one another. This is important. This is what changes people's lives and brings up the whole community, things like this.
Certainly. I think the idea that they've targeted an area of need in the Metroplex, I think, is fabulous. And you know, those are folks that, given an opportunity, are eager to try to make better. And I think, you know, I commend them for, you know, good faith impact for providing that opportunity and letting those folks find a great new job in a cutting edge field that the Metroplex greatly needs, because we need to be more sustainable.
Absolutely. And so I absolutely love what they're doing. Anything else you want us to know about this project?
Well, Bonton Farms will be on the...
Oh, really?
Yes, because they have, as you may know, I mean, with urban farming, it has transformed lives. And even some of the neighbors in South Dallas don't realize that the area of Bonton is greatly improved, largely because of the presence of the farm.
And who is the gentleman that's heading that up?
Darren Babcock.
Okay, I've heard about him. He's doing amazing things. What's his story? And I know it's got to be a great one.
Well, he used to be a Wall Street investor and had a tragedy in his life, is my understanding. And when that happened, he just rethought everything, moved into the area of great need, a neighborhood. Bonton was a neighborhood where many residents of South Dallas would not go because it was considered so drug infested and dangerous.
Wow.
And it is transformed, and people need to go and see it. And urban farming, urban gardening is another area of sustainability that can transform lives.
Are they doing what they do in like some of the cities on the West Coast where they're planting gardens right in their front yards and things like that?
They have a 3-acre farm on that site, and then they have 40 acres just a little ways down the road. But they're employing local neighbors. They're getting ready to launch a new market and restaurant in the area.
Love it. And so they're and the children that are learning how to grow, you know that as a Montessori mom, just like I do. So at White Rock Montessori, you are a junior master gardener, what, by fifth grade when you start at the very beginning, I believe? But these kids learn how to grow all kinds of stuff and take care of animals and just enjoy nature. They have a beautiful natural world with a little stream and a, you know, just trees, and they go out there and they, you know, just create and imagine things. And it's so good for a children's mind. I'm so happy that they're doing that in South Dallas.
Yes, and I'm really excited. We've contacted the local schools because this follows all of the STEM areas where you're looking at sustainability, the environment, a technology like solar. All of that follows with the STEM focus in education. And this is a fabulous opportunity for our graduates to get some experience on the roof to participate in an installation. That makes them more marketable.
Well, I've been voting for you every day. So
thank you,
I really have. So for everyone out there that wants to, how do they, it's on Facebook, Twitter, right? She's got a mouthful of Bernie bars right now. That's Lexi. I made Bernie bars this morning because I wanted to bring fresh food into everybody. And it, you know, and there's something about that. that's so nurturing and so empowering for these people that we were just talking about in Bontom, that they are learning a whole new trade. They're learning how to reach out to one another. They're learning how to be one as a community. And it's so much goodness comes from
and
that.
And Get Healthy Dallas will also be there this Saturday at the MLK Center where we're having the workshops. There's a seedling garden behind the Martin Luther King Jr. Center now that in partnership with Get Healthy Dallas and Miles of Freedom and the SMU Hunt Institute.
Nice.
And so they're promoting sustainability that way as well. And both Get Healthy Dallas, the MLK Seedling Garden, Bontom Farms, they're selling to, organic produce to local restaurants.
Oh, I love it. And so it's 100% organic as well?
That's my understanding.
Nice.
Yes.
That's so that's so fresh, no pun intended. But,
yeah.
But, you know, to bring that down into, what is the zip code again?
It's 75215.
75215.
Identified by the Zip Code Connection, an initiative that identified the two, one urban zip code that suffers the highest poverty and one rural zip code.
Is there some place where people can donate and to help this, to, no pun intended, continue to grow through, you know, through
the community? Well, we're talking about several different nonprofits are involved, but for Good Faith Impact, it's goodfaithimpact.org.
All right.
We certainly do appreciate
Tracy,
it.
Tracy, so good to have you in studio.
Thank you, Bernadette.
We talk in
Thank
the parking
you,
lot all the time, but I've never had her in the studio. So everyone, you know what? We've got a great show coming up with Scott Seacules. He is going to be talking about having the conversation about the NFL with your kids. And Kip Watson is going to be talking about controlling your emotions. Great stuff. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hey, Bernadette here. Wouldn't it be great if there was a place where everything was gluten-free? Well, now there is. It's the Gluten-Free Expo, and it's coming to Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. Bring the whole family, take free classes, buy hard-to-find items, and get coupons and samples of hundreds of delicious gluten-free products. Get your tickets online at gfexpo.com. That's gfexpo.com or at the door. Mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. The Gluten-Free Expo at Dallas Market Hall on October 28th and 29th. And don't forget, mention One Life Radio for $5 off each ticket. See you there.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
There's no easier way to add color to your life than to decorate your home and garden with lights. They aren't just for Christmas. Pink, teal, purple, light up your yard, dorm room, or add sparkle to your birthday party. Find every color under the sun online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. God bless Tom Petty and his family. I was listening to him this morning, and it's just really sad. This whole week has been really sad, and, What do you say to that? There's nothing you can really say.
Bring the juice. Right?
Yeah, bring the juice. I got to bring the juice. Like Scott said, he said, bring the juice. And so I'm bringing it. Here it is.
We're going to generate some good conversation.
Yeah, we are going to generate some great conversation with Scott Sekules and Kip Watson. For those of you just now joining us, Scott Sekules, as the son of a high school football coach, Scott brings experiences garnered from a lifetime in sports as a student athlete, NFL quarterback, an intercollegiate athlete, administrator, and a sports parent. He is a graduate of the University of Virginia, and Scott spent 6 seasons in the NFL as a quarterback with Dallas, Miami, and New England. He spent more than 15 years in college athletics administration at SMU University here in Dallas, Texas, and also the Virginia Commonwealth University. He and his wife, Tammy, have 3 children, and he is the associate director of the Positive Coaching Alliance here in North Texas, and you can find Scott at positivecoach.org. That's positivecoach.org.
I'm exhausted. Good grief. We need to pare that down a little bit.
I know we do. But, you know, that's kind of my TM. It's part of my, yeah, you know, it's kind of what I do. And so,
I never did ask you. I don't think we've discussed your kiddos. How old in?
25, 23, and 21.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Men or women?
Girl, 2 women and 1 young man that is a junior at Ole Miss.
Okay.
Wow. So one's still on the payroll.
The reason why I brought that up is if he was 11, 12, 13, you know what I'm going to ask you? Would you allow him to play football?
Of course.
You would?
Without a question. Sure. Hmm. I think it's a game that has issues that, you know, can be dangerous, but they all do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hockey does too.
And I think, you know, it gets tagged as this evil sport, but the one that's next in concussion?
Soccer?
Is girls soccer.
Right. Wow. Absolutely. We've talked about that before.
Girls
absolutely.
Soccer.
Well, and you know,
I'm not hating on football.
No.
I love football.
No,
I love it.
But that's where groups like USA Football that are teaching how to do it right, and they're teaching youth leagues how to fit a helmet. You know, so no longer is this little head in a big helmet.
Is that part of the problem? A huge
No, I just think there are steps you can take to make it a safe game at
right.
all levels.
Right.
You know, and
with
teaching
technique.
Kids how to tackle. Yeah, teaching kids how to tackle with their head up.
Because
the problems you see at any level, you know, when we had a guy get suspended for leading with the top of his helmet in the NFL a couple weeks ago, is when you put your head down and you don't see what you're hitting.
Yeah.
And that's the foundation of some of this USA football stuff, and they are creating these platforms for these youth coaches to learn how to do it right and not to think back to how they were taught when they were whatever age and when they played.
Yeah.
The form tackle back then was the Rydell in the center of the chest. You led with the crown of your helmet. That was the form tackle back then.
Well, now you want to put your face mask there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you want to keep your head up and you want to drive through and load your hips and all that fun stuff. And Kip played defense, so she's a hell of a lot better tackler than
into
I am.
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah. It is. You can make it safer with technique. And certainly in the last few years, too, we've talked about learning a rugby style, right? Because those guys essentially, for lack of a better description, play football without helmets, right? And so they've had to learn
right
how to tackle without injuring their heads. But I'll tell you, in my office, actually the number one sport that I see concussions, at least with the athletes coming to see me individually, is with lacrosse.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah,
my first boyfriend played lacrosse.
It's more physical. It's more physical than I think
people
realize.
He just popped into my head when I saw the lacrosse stick in my head.
But is it more so incidental contact with lacrosse and in like soccer?
Well, yeah, it's not
women's soccer or girls' soccer. Is that
getting aggressive,
just heading the ball?
Yeah,
it's head bounces.
Yeah,
You know, I mean, you think hitting the ground, that helmet's not nearly as impactful as a football helmet. But yet, a lot of the times when you see somebody go down, it's not the first hit, it's the second hit.
Yeah.
When the head hits the ground and bounces.
Because your brain is floating, so there's no way to fully protect it in contact.
Well,
you
and
can't.
There's been some, as you said, some pretty brutal hits already this season. Yeah. One of them was a Green Bay Packer. Was it last Monday Night Football, I think, right, Danny?
Yeah.
But, you know, today we're talking about having the conversation, okay? For those of you in the coaching and sports parenting on sideline of youth and high school games this fall, the controversy swirling around the NFL may feel distant from our day-to-day sports experience, but What can we do? What lessons can we teach our children? What can we learn from what's been happening in the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, the way we look at it at Positive Coaching Alliance, Bernadette, is it's a chance to have a conversation with your child. You know, whether you are an athletics director in a school district or at a high school or you know, private school, or you're a coach, or you're a sports parent, and you have kids that play, regardless of age, whichever side of it you're on, kneeling, honoring, protesting, whatever it is, it's an opportunity to have a conversation, because mm-hmm. you'd be amazed that some of the research that we've done, the answers you get from even young kids and what their perception of mm-hmm. it is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you've got a ruckus because a 10-year-old kid decides that he's going to kneel at mm-hmm. a soccer tournament.
Right.
He doesn't even really know why he's kneeling.
Well, because his parents believe. You know, a lot of it's a trickle-down from the parents,
no,
right?
No, he saw it on TV.
He saw it on TV.
He's his favorite
player. See his idol doing
there you
it.
Go.
It's been sensationalized on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we ended up dealing with that here in North Texas on the high school games the past couple weekends. And, of course, the media is there not to cover a game, but to look at the sidelines mm-hmm. and see who's standing and who's sitting.
That's so crazy.
And it's, you know, I mean, there have been people tuning in to football games on Sunday afternoons
just
that turn them off when the ball gets kicked.
Right.
You know, they just want to see what the scourge that the NFL is going to cause because, you know, and they're anti or they're for. You know, I think in our thoughts, that's really not the issue. You know, now granted, you're going to share your beliefs with your child.
Of course.
But it's an opportunity to be able to make it clear that why are they doing it? That in this country, we're blessed with the opportunity to have free speech.
I was just going to say, that's right there's the, you know, they are blessed to have that freedom that so many other people in the world do not have.
And I think there's been some very articulate comments from some of these young people that are playing that talk about the fact that they're not dishonoring the flag. That they love the flag, they love the country, they understand the freedoms they have. They are kneeling, facing the flag with their hand on their heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a bigger picture from some of the societal issues that we've talked about making this a sad week.
Right. Yep.
You know, that we're dealing with, unfortunately, far too often these days.
Mm-hmm.
And that divisiveness kind of separates, and this is just an opportunity. Comments from somebody that probably shouldn't have been talking about NFL football and should be worried about running the country.
Right.
But, you know, again, that's his prerogative to make those comments, just mm-hmm. like it is the guys to kneel, stand, or whatever they're going to do to make a statement.
Yeah. It's been really interesting to watch it all unfold, really, from so many different levels. All the emotions, people not controlling their emotions, which is what we're going to talk about a little bit in the show here, a little later on in the show.
The fans not controlling their emotions.
Exactly.
There's a Dallas Cowboy, Anthony Brown, and I didn't realize this until the Monday night game in Arizona. You know, we were at the game, you know, thinking, okay, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They didn't really know what they were going to do until moments before the game. But interesting story about Anthony Brown is he has two brothers serving. And one was just being deployed literally a couple days after that Arizona game. And Christy Scales, our sideline reporter, asked him, you know, what do you feel about this? He goes, it's not disrespecting the flag. And he asked him, what do his brothers think about this? And they said that they understand.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't, they're not disrespecting the flag or the nation. And I think that's what people have to realize is, you know, the kneeling part was praying, you know, and the standing. And, you know, I think fans get too riled up, so riled up in something that is, they don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Well, it's the same passion that makes sports great.
It does,
That I makes agree. Being a fan great and why Bernadette lugs that silly Jim Kelly doll around from time to time.
And, yeah.
You know, God bless the Buffalo Bills and all that, somebody in Texas roots for them, right?
Yeah, it's a group think thing.
It is.
Right? It's a sociological study, really.
Yeah. And it's about loving someone even when they're down, too. Ups and downs of life, the association that you have with your team, because no one wins every single every time or every day.
Well, and I think that we start to make decisions or we follow things or we generate emotion about something as we watch whatever we are passionate or whatever we love or the person we love, we then take that on ourselves, mm-hmm. and we haven't stopped or paused to actually think what we individually think about the subject.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I've got a very personal view about it, right? It may not be the popular view, but I kind of will take the time to kind of set aside and go, okay, well, what do I really think about this? And as I look at how it even started to begin with a year ago with Kaepernick, right? What I have to take a look at why he did that in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the meanings behind what's happening with kneeling or not kneeling, right? Well, and then decide for myself what I think and feel about it.
Well, I can't wait to talk more about it. Everyone, hope you're enjoying the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I have Scott Seacules in studio with me and Kip Watson. For those of you just now joining us, Kip Watson is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She's a certified high-performance coach with two master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams. She's a former professional athlete as well. And we have Scott Seacules. He is a former NFL quarterback and the Associate Director of the Positive Coaching Alliance of North Texas. And today we were talking about having the conversation. And so at the Positive Coaching Alliance, you encourage people to think about the present situation and how it can be used as a teachable moment, correct?
Certainly. You know, I think that it's a great opportunity to make sure that your kids are understanding it the right way. You know, that your coaches are representing your program the right way. I mean, think about an athletics director these days that mm-hmm. has four or five high school coaches and five teams out there playing on a Friday night. How do you get that message all the way down to every kid about the importance of what we're doing, but our respect for you as a young adult to be able to be free to express yourself?
Well, and you guys teach so many wonderful things at the Positive Coaching Alliance. It truly is a very important organization in America.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, I think it's just a matter of capitalizing on the platform of youth sports to teach these life lessons, regardless of whether it's freedom of speech and right to protest and right to be an individual that we're talking about now, or hard work, teamwork, and all the great things that are part of these games. And mm-hmm. I think that's the platform is there. With a little help from a group like Positive Coaching Alliance, we can make sure that our coaches and our parents and our kids are having the very best experience. And sure, they're playing great sports on the field, but they're learning great life lessons to carry off of it from the day the ball stops.
You know, Scott, that brings up, you just mentioned something, and, you know, as far as that has to be tough for a youth coach if junior comes up and goes, I'm going to be kneeling.
Oh,
I
yeah.
mean, as a youth coach, what do you tell that kid?
Well, I think it's
great
tough,
question.
But I think you have to be able to, you know, and this puts the pressure on, and it kind of highlights – the importance of a coach in these kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether there are two parents at home or not. You know, the role that a coach plays as a influencer and a trajectory setter in these young people's lives mm-hmm. is fabulous. So to be able to encourage that, I think the problem is we look at a lot of times these younger kids do something. And, you know, I read a note somewhere that two kids got suspended from the team at a private school because they kneeled.
Because they kneeled, mm-hmm. yeah.
You know, and they were told expressly not to, and the coach was a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was all these mitigating circumstances. And I think, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about. That's the conversation. It needs to be talked about, because if you don't talk about it,
and then they do something,
you mm-hmm. can't fuss at them.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about the same thing with the kids in social media. That mm-hmm. if I look through at a room full of 100 coaches and say, hey, do you guys have rules about your social media use on your team? And if I don't get any hands to raise, I said, okay, then you can't fuss at them when one of them says we're going to beat the mm-hmm. bleep out of opponent
right.
this weekend.
Well, have you heard a lot of players talking about what they're seeing on TV and in the NFL at the NFL games?
Not really. I think it's trickled down. It's just like what we see. You know, it's the age old adage of what culture is, and culture is how we do things here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not intentional about your culture, somebody else will set it. Whether that's professional sports, entertainment sports, television, and this stigma of the highlight and, you know, the dun-a-nut moment,
yeah.
You know, that's all about me, me, me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not being intentional about it and you're not communicating about what it is, and I think it's okay to acknowledge to, you know, parents to their kids, mm-hmm. this is a tough subject.
You
yeah,
know,
it is.
Speaking
you
know, of which,
it is a tough one.
You know, what would, you know, speaking of culture, what do you think would Tom Landry or Shula, you know, because Tom Landry, of course, did a lot for Athletes in Action, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
Well,
but
I think that's a tough question, because I think you have to date those
exactly.
careers.
Yeah, that's
like,
that's
know,
why.
Think of the differences in society. You know, I mean, I think about it from, you know, my rookie year was 1988. That was Coach Landry's last year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, look at the state of the game in 2017, almost 30 seasons later.
Mm-hmm.
And look at the state of the United States around us.
Right.
You know, and the evolution of civil liberties and personal rights and mm-hmm. social media and all
right.
of that stuff, that I just think it's tough to draw that comparison. You know, I think I would like to think that those
kind of like
gentlemen
who's better,
are open enough to be able to respond the way you'd expect them to mm-hmm. right
it's
now.
It's kind of like who's better, the Green Bay Packers from the 60s or the, you know,
well,
the 80s. You can't compare it because they're two completely different teams.
But and Danny, you made a good point. During the break, you were talking about at the Packers game, there was a guy that didn't remove his hat, but yet he was saluting the flag and was, and but yet he didn't.
Well, no, he was, the guy that I, you know, here's a guy that was screaming on top of his lungs during the anthem,
oh.
you know, whatever he was screaming, and it's like, okay, what's more disrespectful, that or
forgetting
kneeling.
To remove
yelling
your hat.
At the guy that's kneeling?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and so did Tom Landry used to, because I remember Tom Landry used to wear a hat all the time, right? And all the old pictures I see, did
sure.
he remove his hat when they played the national anthem?
Of course.
I didn't know. I've never
yeah.
seen
see,
it.
He put it over his heart.
He put it over his heart. And I
oh,
think
nice.
he would be, you know, obviously we can't speak for him, but I think he would probably have the mentality that we are unified as a team and you will stand, right? And if you, he will respect someone's personal view about things, but don't do it on the job, right?
Gotcha.
You do it outside of the job time. And when you're on the job, which includes this time,
this field,
you stand.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you would have that perspective. That
I mean, I don't know that that's what he would say, but just knowing his character, mm-hmm. and he was a board of directors when I was at Dallas Seminary, so I got a chance to be around him a little bit during
okay.
that time. He had such respect for the military and such respect for God and Christian values,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what he would say the flag represents and the
right.
people who died and sacrificed, right, that he would probably take that kind of view.
Yeah.
At the same time, respecting someone's individual right to protest. You just don't do it on the job. Do it outside job time.
It is such a complicated issue. My
well,
gosh.
And I think that's important. I think from a parent's perspective, too, it's important to listen Mm-hmm. You know, to not well, sure. And in this perspective, get the kids talking. Don't let's sit there and talk at them. Mm-hmm. Talk with them and let them talk. And then, as we just said, acknowledge that this is a really tough subject. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it plays out, and we can learn from this together.
Well, and I know one of the things I read it that the Positive Coaching Alliance wants people to know is don't assume that your child is too young to be aware of what is taking place at the NFL games, and that you've heard from parents who've asked their kids if they were aware and they were surprised by the detailed answers that they received.
No question. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you got to remember the society we're in and the information overload that's out there, and how young these people have devices in their hands.
They may actually know more than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So again, listen
and
learn.
Start by asking questions.
But I think it's one of those things that you'd be surprised on a lot of fronts what they know. And if you just give them a chance to talk to you. And mm-hmm. that's the foundation of any good parent-child, coach-athlete relationship, is it goes both ways.
Mm-hmm. What else does the Positive Coaching Allowance allowance?
$5 a week. That's all I got.
What else do you want parents to know about this and how they can, you know, best model for their children?
Well, I think it's just, you know, it's the foundation that sports has teachable moments. Mm-hmm. And I think their role as a sports parent is to help with those teachable moments, not be so worried about how many touchdowns Billy scores or how many goals Susie scores in a soccer game. Mm-hmm. That's such a little picture focus. We encourage that big picture focus of helping to novel concept, make sure it stays fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, make sure they're still having fun. You know, make sure they're learning the lessons that you as a parent want for your young people. Because trust me, that ball stops bouncing soon. Mm-hmm. You know, as Danny said, our youngest is 21 and we're not sports parents in our house anymore.
Yep.
That's done. You know, so cherish the time you have, maximize it, and do your job as a second goal sports parent to make sure your kids have the very best experience possible.
I love it. And it's such a great message. And they do grow up so fast, too fast. You know, I tell my little girl all the time, why you want to leave me? Do the thing from My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Be careful. You're going to get an answer soon, too.
I'm going to move to Norman when she goes off to college. I think I'm going to get a second home there. I got to be with my babies.
Well, you know, what's interesting about this topic is my mom and I actually had a conversation about this because she wanted to know my opinion about it. And we had a pretty lively conversation, and we disagreed about it pretty intensely. And then at one point she said to me, God, she goes, just offends me and hurts me that you don't think the way I do.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa. And I'm thinking, and I told her, I was like, you know, this is what I think, Scott, you're talking about, right? Listen, right? You can validate each other's opinion, which mm-hmm. is different than agreeing with, right? And can we have very mature, constructive conversations, even if we disagree? Mm-hmm. I now understand what's more important to my mom. Like, I understand what's important to her about this issue.
And
likewise, my hope is that she would understand that about me, even though we disagree.
Right. Well, a lot of times when parents disagree, it's all fear-based, though, isn't it? With their children, they're worried about them, you know.
But I think it what I found out is it really dug deeper into some, you know, philosophical and theological issues that where we disagree.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's all good stuff. And, you know, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about controlling our emotions.
Yeah.
Emotions.
We all need a little bit of that this week, right?
I'm doing pretty good. I think I'm doing pretty good. All right. You know what? And I don't know where Danny went. He is not in the studio. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Couldn't see you. You're hiding behind the screen. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got a great show continuing on. You're listening to One Life Radio. We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Back to One Life Radio. God bless Tom Petty and his family. Man, the music that he made. Danny, were you a huge Tom Petty fan? Always?
Yeah, I have everything but maybe a few of his albums.
Yeah.
So I've got 10 albums.
Yeah, I mean, I just love his music. I never was one to buy like a lot of albums or CDs or anything like that. When all the technology started, I got rid of all that, and I just, you know.
Yeah, I was.
I have zero Tom Petty in my collection.
Really?
Zero.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And I've seen him,
I just have never. Like him and Bruce Springsteen don't care about him either.
Now, careful now, because that's Danny's boy.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
I hate you, too.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, welcome back to One Life Radio.
Bono is a fraud.
All right. Them fighting words.
I have to tell everyone to listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn.
Who names himself Bono?
I know.
That would be Bono.
Exactly.
Not Bono.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's Bono.
It's not Bono? Yeah. Not after Sonny?
Yeah.
No.
See, and I never really liked him that much. I just didn't.
And, I hate
sorry,
him.
Sorry, Kip.
And Edge? Who names their kid Edge?
Somebody pretty edgy.
See, you guys are trying to provoke me, but
I'm
staying in emotional
control. The same guy that named the guy that's Red Hot Chili Peppers. Flea.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Flea. Yeah.
Emotional control here.
I'm a big U2 fan.
Oh, my gosh. Well, now you guys have wrecked me. You wreck me, baby.
Okay.
That's one of the songs, Kip. You wreck me.
All right. Okay. I'm sure it is. I have no idea.
Another one would stipulate the show, Free Falling.
Exactly. Thank you, Scott.
All right. Let's get into control here.
Let's get in control here. Because I'm going to control my emotions.
Right.
But truly, you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, and tune in. Also, Apple Podcasts. You can go to our website at onelifradio.com to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. And we actually decided today we're going to put the Bernie Bar recipe in there every single week until everybody gets it, because it's important to eat well, and it's an easy, fun recipe to make with your kids in the morning. And so you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, Crazy Water, Charlotte's Web, Squatty Potty, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Sun Warrior, all fine companies that bring this programming to you that really, really care about our world. They really do, and they're doing things the right way, I might add. And so today we're talking with Kip Watson, if you're just now joining us, and Scott Seacules. Kip is a licensed professional counselor and sports psychology professional. She has 2 master's degrees and nearly 20 years of experience with athletes, coaches, families, and corporate teams, and she's a former professional athlete as well as a former NFL quarterback. Scott Seacules.
Yeah, not me.
Can you give me a hut? At the end of the show. I'm not begging.
I've been practicing because I listen to Aaron Rodgers and the Danny's Packers. And that third sound stuff, he gets everybody jumping off sound.
Oh, what I like
okay,
a hut hut from
now.
Him.
Careful.
Can you give, just give us
I just
a
control it?
Just give us a kill. You know, just give us
we,
a kill.
We didn't do that.
You didn't.
No,
huh?
No, we didn't do that.
Well, I imagine Shula would have a fit if you killed his play, right?
Marino used to all the time.
Oh, geez. Mm. We're so distracted. We really are. But so, help me control my emotions here, Kip. What do I need to do to control my emotions?
Punt.
Well, there's a lot we can do. I mean, we have pressure, and a lot of people think that pressure and stress, they see it as a bad thing, right? And then there's people that take pressure and stress, and it really generates something good. It generates mm-hmm. more intensity and concentration.
That would be me.
And better performance. So it really is, a lot of it comes down to your mindset. Mm-hmm. And it comes down to that old cliche. Is it half empty or half full?
And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Right. So really a lot of it is tied to how am I actually looking at the situation I'm in? And am I generating anger, frustration, anxiety, sadness.
Are you talking about Antonio Brown?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, seriously, I that comes to mind, Antonio Brown having a fit, on the Gatorade, the Gatorade cooler last week. That was kind of, let's say, unteammate-like. Because
it was infantile.
They were ahead two scores.
Mm-hmm. Well, controlling your emotions when you're out there on the field is certainly important, right? And you want to be able to use the adrenaline, but use it for good. You can't lose control and then either cost yourself a mistake or the team mm-hmm. a mistake.
Or
right?
Beckham Jr. I mean, it could be a distraction. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you have that, Scott? Did you ever have any divas that were a distraction during the game like that?
I think every team has them, Danny. I think it's a matter of can you manage them and do you pay attention to it during the game?
Did you, Kip?
Well, they were the Dallas Divas, weren't they? Oh, Diamonds. Sorry.
Dallas Diamonds.
Wow.
You know, I think, you know, it's interesting because I think every team has there's a team emotional dynamic, and then everybody's got to wrestle with their own individual mm-hmm. emotional dynamic, right? And you've got to be aware of when that stress kind of crosses that line into being uncontrollable mm-hmm. And look for those signs. Right. And those signs can be anything from physical signs to being really jittery. You talk too much. You can't focus. Like everything in your brain is just chaos and it's scattered. And you've got to learn how to then go, I got to manage it. I got to bring it back into control and obviously be able to then go do what I'm being asked to go do.
Yeah. And this applies in life too. So we all have pressure. So what makes that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's all in your mindset, right? It is a mindset. And I see this a lot. So it can be this subtle difference of saying I can't or I can. Right. I was talking to a bunch of swimmers last night, and what they discovered about this in their mindset is when they said I can't or started what ifing about what if this, what if that, what if their focus was not on what they can do or the controllables. Mm-hmm. Right. We talk about a lot in the Positive Coaching Alliance. What do you have control over? Your effort, what you're learning, how you're improving, and then bouncing back from a mistake, mm-hmm. right? And that's a big part of it.
Well, and being aware of your stress, and when you are stressed, how do you know? And what signs do we look for?
Well, good question. So physical signs, like you're breathing rapidly where you can't catch a breath. If you're jittery, like you got to move around, you're twitching, a lot of nail biting or nail picking. Again, in your mind, if your thoughts are just all over the place and it's almost like, oh my God, wait, I forgot the play. Like you were just told it and then all of a sudden you can't remember it, mm-hmm. right? So it scatters. Or you might get fixated on one specific thing and you just start obsessing about it. I see this a lot in individual sports when somebody starts obsessing about one particular opponent, mm-hmm. right? And they just get obsessed with comparing themselves with that. Now, they can use that to fuel some intensity and mm-hmm. competitiveness, or they can use it to to then where it ends up being like, I'm not as good as, I'll never be as good as. Mm-hmm. And that
can
obviously
be very destructive.
Is destructive.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Well, so what is the key to controlling emotions?
Well, the key is to have a routine in place. And so a lot of times, and we talk about this in the Positive Coaching Alliance, using a mistake ritual anytime a mistake is made. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to my athletes, I talk to them not just about making a physical mistake, right? Those are noticeable, right? I missed the shot, or I missed the, you know, I didn't get the time I wanted or score I wanted. I dropped the ball. Those are physical type mistakes. But there's a lot that goes on mentally that needs to be flushed, right? Mm-hmm. Or tossed to the side.
Yep.
And those are the ones I really work with my athletes on recognizing. So we may still use a physical mistake ritual like the flush or tossing it aside or pulling it out of your head, especially if it's a mental mistake. You got to release that.
Right. Yeah. But it's also a good time, a good moment to a lesson here, Scott, for being humble and learning from your mistakes. Humility teaches you a lot about life.
I think I would contend that any teacher or coach will tell you that the greatest learning happens after a mistake.
Right.
You know, so I think having that mindset, and I love that, you know, we talk a lot about Dr. Carol Dweck's research in her book Mindset, and that fixed mindset that I can't, changing to a growth mindset where I can't yet.
Right.
I can't yet.
Yet's a key word.
Yeah, yet's a huge, I mean, yet changes the total mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, if you could get somebody to add that word yet, then there's hope for changing this mindset from a I'm stuck and I'm never going to get out of this.
Well, the hope is the key word,
because
you always have hope when you say know. Yet. Mm-hmm. And so you continue to dig deep
haven't won
and
the
push
lottery
hard.
Yet.
Okay, so how do we actually put it behind us and move forward? What are some of the things that you can tell yourself?
Well, here I use an R3 method, right? You got to recognize it when you're in it.
Yeah.
You got to release it. And then you got to refocus on your task.
All right.
Recognize it, release it, refocus on what it is that you want to do.
Yeah. We were so deep in conversation, I didn't even realize the clock that we're out of time.
We are out of time.
Now, can I get that hut hut?
Okay. Hut hut! Hut hut hut!
I love it.
It wasn't Aaron Rodgers, though.
Well, you know, he's not here. So.
You can just close your eyes.
Yeah. Okay, do it again.
No.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and hut, hut.